hunters in Unit 18 hoping to catch caribou used to have to make sure to only catch one bull out of two caribou. Not only that, but their second caribou tag could not be filled before January. Philip Perry with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's now much easier for hunters.
However you split out that bag limit, it's two for the whole season, and if you shoot one earlier and one later, too early or too late, it doesn't really matter.
Before this, YK Delta hunters hoping for a caribou in the season that runs from August to the middle of March the following spring, especially in the winter, had to be careful not to mistake a cow for a bull since only one of the animals could be a breeding male. Perry says this was because of a decline in the bull caribou population they saw about 10 years ago.
When the Milchatna caribou herd declined, one of the things we saw was that the bull-cow ratio got really low. I think it was in the about 15 to 16 bulls per 100 cows.
Perry says quail hunting was not the main cause of the decline in bulls. Managers didn't want it to be a contributing factor, so the restrictions were put in place. But now, he says the ratios have been improving.
The bull-cow ratios are better now. The herd is stable or maybe increasing slightly, so we don't have that same worry about a bull-cow ratio, so there was really no reason to keep that restriction in place.
Perry says last winter, the Board of Game reviewed the updated biological information and lifted the restrictions. The caribou population in Unit 18 is right around 30,000. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.